This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday to debate the bloc's response to Russia's arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Ministers will also discuss the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators as pressure grows to impose sanctions on the Kremlin. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said as he arrived for the meeting that they are worried about Navalny's detention and that of so many others in Russia over the weekend. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. The United States strongly condemned the arrests and use of harsh tactics against protesters and journalists this weekend in cities throughout Russia. That according to a State Department spokesperson on Sunday. Tens of thousands of people protested in the streets over the weekend. The protests were called by Navalny after he was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life last August. A group of U.S. senators held talks Sunday with the new Biden administration about the president's $1.9 billion coronavirus pandemic relief proposal. They said they hope to pass legislation before the start of the upcoming impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, scheduled to begin in early February. The Democratic and Republican members said they agreed the priority right now is to speed COVID-19 vaccination and testing efforts. Some Republicans question the need for such a large spending package a month after Congress approved a $900 billion relief measure. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world is on the verge of reaching 100 million COVID-19 infections, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. More than 2 million people have died from the virus. As the world approaches that marker, countries are taking steps to protect themselves from mutations of the virus. Israel says it plans to shut down its international airport by the end of the week to keep out highly contagious coronavirus variants. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday they will close the skies except for rare exceptions to prevent the virus mutations from arriving in the country and also work on their vaccination campaign. Meanwhile, the White House said Sunday it is ready to restrict entry of non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from South Africa because of concerns about the highly contagious variants that have emerged there. The U.S. is increasing efforts to track several coronavirus variants emerging as the virus continues to spread throughout the world, according to a health official on Sunday. Two White House officials say President Biden will also formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order on Monday. Biden is effectively reversing an order from President Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions. Rioters have set blazes in the center of the southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at a banned demonstration against coronavirus lockdown measures. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used a water cannon to disperse an outlawed demonstration against the lockdown on a major square ringed by museums. Video showed police spraying people grouped against a wall of the Van Gogh Museum in Eindhoven, 125 kilometers south of Amsterdam. A central square near the city's main railway station was littered with rocks, bicycles, and shattered glass. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of Congress as the second impeachment trial of former President Trump draws near. That's according to a U.S. official briefed on the matter who spoke to the AP on Sunday. Part of the concern is ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.